it would be incomplete if we speak about Medina and we take and we remove Ala Hazrat, who indeed taught us the love for Medina, what is actually the love and devotion for Medina. And a very beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat came to mind, where Ala Hazrat speaks about to himself, and he says that, "O Raza, you knew that the dogs of Medina liked flesh, they liked meat. So couldn't you cut out a piece of your heart and Allah. Give it to those dogs of Medina? Allah Allah, para e dil bhina nikla dil se tohfe mein raza, un sagane ko se itni jaan pyari, wah wah." Allah Allah, Ala Hazrat taught us that, you know, our lives is nothing in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every second, every moment, we must sacrifice everything, wealth, family, parents, jaan, everything on the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Haji sahab, maybe in a few words, if you can explain just the love of Ala Hazrat for Medina Sharif.
Ala Hazrat is an institute. He is teaching till now, subhanallah. That's why in all around the world, people are chanting a beautiful slogan that ishq o muhabbat, ala hazrat, subhanallah. Whenever you read ala hazrat, subhanallah, the love of Medina, the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam increase in our heart. Ala hazrat is such a beautiful devotee, but because he have so much knowledge, he is mufti, he is muhaddis, he is mufakir, and sometimes anybody have a life in books, so he become not like, you know, become so much busy in that particular subject. But whenever he talk about Medina, we feel that one of any divana like talking about Medina, and anybody is, you know, he's devotee and he want to sacrifice life in the feet of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you mentioned a beautiful couplet, and once he said that, خوف ہے سب مخراشی یہ سگے تھے ورنہ کیا یاد نہیں نالہ اور غام. Look at the way, how he praising the dogs of Medina Munawwara, and subhanallah, once he said that beautiful thing that whenever anybody are begging, you know, beggar not feeling good in the heart, begging always demoralize you, but Allah has said لبوا ہیں آنکھیں بند ہیں پھیلی ہیں جھولیاں کتنے مزے کی بھیک میرے پاک در کی ہے. بھیک اور مزے کی, how it's possible, but it's Allah حضرت. Subhanallah. So many times, mashallah, he gets so many blessings, and when he visited Medina Munawwara, he have a jazba and enthusiasm in his heart that I want to see Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam with my naked eyes. He already saw Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, and subhanallah, he didn't get chance to see Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he wrote a beautiful naat, wo suwe lala zar firte hai tere din hai bahar firte hai har charaghe mazar par qudsi kaise parwana var firte hai. Beautiful naat sharif, and in the end he said with the you know, inkisari and ajzi, with the devotion and passion, koi kyun puche teri baat raza tujhse kutte hazar firte hai. He said himself a dog of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam give him his didar, give him his beautiful appearance in with his naked eyes. And Allah Hazrat saw Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam not in dream,
with his physical
eyes. Subhanallah. So he's, mashallah, this is Allah Hazrat. And I have so much love in my heart about Allah Hazrat, because he is the man, alhamdulillah, give us road of Medina and give us the way how to love Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thanks to Amir al-Sunnat, who introduce us towards Ala Hazrat.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Everything is Fizani Ala Hazrat. Indeed, whatever you see, it is Fizani Ala Hazrat. This Dawud Islami is Fizani Ala Hazrat. Subhanallah, it is Fizani Medina and Fizani Ala Hazrat, because indeed, if everything is Fizani Ala Hazrat, automatically it will link you towards Medina. As Haji Sahib mentioned, that Ala Hazrat is the one who taught us about Medina, who taught us about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who woke us up from the senseless sleep which each and every person was in. And every Ashiqe Rasool who wants to love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will find the road via this beautiful personality, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, the Mujaddid of his time, the Mujaddid of this era, Ala Hazrat, Subhanallah, Imam Ahl Sunnah.